Hey guys, welcome to our podcast, Expand to the Cloud Brokerage. This is number 6. I have the honor to actually welcome one of my team members, my partner, Ishmael. He's been in the industry for 2 years, and this year he's done close to $7 million, which is a great, great accomplishment. Congrats to you, Ishmael. Obviously, we have David Upchurch closing $60 million this year. I think you did, what, 180? Already?
Yep, 180 transactions for 60 mil.
Wow, awesome. And obviously, you know, me, Rami Danoa from New York Real Estate Experts, team of eXp Realty, we're doing close to about $40, $42 million. And, you know, this conversation is really about why, what's the story of Ishmael, how he started in real estate, and, you know, why he really decided to join eXp Realty. What was that thing that he looked at it and said, hey, listen, I want to go ahead and be a part of this new system, new company that's a cloud-based company. So, Ishmael, welcome aboard. And
thank you for
being here today. So let's talk about your story. I mean, tell us more about you and how you got started in real estate. I know you owned a business too before as well.
Yeah, thank you so much for this opportunity, Rami. And David, thank you so much for your time. I've been an entrepreneur since 2005. I launched myself with a few cell phone stores in New York City, which evolved into a point of sale software business, which is still up and running. We provide point of sale to cell phone retailers, and now we provide similar software to other retailers as well. So I'm not new to business, and certainly real estate is my natural calling that I've been looking forward to.
Nice. And from last year, I know you were just dibbling and dabbling in real estate, but you took it really seriously. This coming year. Tell me more about that.
Well, listen, I actually first got my real estate license about 5 years ago. I joined about 100+ agent company here in New York. I didn't get the attention that I needed as a new agent. I didn't get the coaching and the mentoring that I needed. And eventually I dropped out because my business was keeping me busy, and I dropped out of real estate, didn't really get to do any transaction. And then 2 years ago, I went and renewed my license. And of course, in that time frame, I had met you, Rami. So I decided to join, after our interview, I decided to join your team because I felt I was going to get the attention and the motivation, the accountability that I would need. And that's what I've done, obviously, for the last 2 years. And then the last 1 year has been really my focal point for real estate, and it's really paid off.
Right. And at that point, I know that it was the middle of the year, and I threw the bombshell and was like, listen, we're thinking about this. Obviously, it's a big decision for us as a family and 15 other families that were moving over. It was not an easy decision to make. What was going in your mind at that point? I mean, I showed you back end. We showed you technology. Obviously, you know, research. I mean, you're one individual that do a lot of research, a lot of fact finding before you actually join or do anything at all. And plus, having the experience as a business owner, you know, making sure that you're getting into the right thing, and your family is getting into the right thing too as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I don't take decisions lightly. I don't make decisions on the fly. So I really did my due diligence. I did my homework, and I kept attacking it from many different angles, and it just made sense. And I'm actually very grateful to you, Rami, for bringing this opportunity to our attention, and for David to bring this opportunity to your attention. And that's important for, you know, you are our broker, for the broker to be on the forefront of opportunities that are out there, technologies that are out there, and constantly beating your best, right? Whatever your best was from the year prior, you have to beat it this year. You constantly have to provide the best, not only to your agents, but also to your customers. Because at the end of the day, those agents and those customers have loyalty to their families, and they're going to decide what's best for their families. And listen, if you had not brought this opportunity to us, somebody would have. And at the end of the day, you're my friend. I love you, but I owe my loyalty to my family and my dinner table. And I would have seen the benefit and the opportunity somewhere else. And I would have made that decision. So you were very smart in presenting this opportunity to us so that we could all benefit from it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny that you say that, Ish, because one of the things, you know, when EXP was introduced to me, and I really, you know, I had my own brokerage similar to Rummy, right? Had a brokerage, had my own team. We were doing well. We were more successful than we really expected to be. I mean, you know, we did 180 transactions this year. There's no, I mean, our push goal was 150, right? So I had no idea we were going to do what we did. I knew good things were coming. I just didn't expect how good, right? So, but one of the things that I said to Rummy I called Rummy, most people know this. I called Rummy and said, hey, I'm really thinking about taking my brokerage and partnering with EXP. You know, you as a friend and as another business owner that has their own brokerage and has their team, it's in the same situation as me. Tell me why I shouldn't do this. What am I missing, right? Because, you know, like Rummy said, this is a big decision. It doesn't just affect the people that live in my house. It affects my entire family, my team, right? My business family. And it affects their people that live in their house. So there's a lot of people that this decision is going to affect. And one of the things that I said to Rummy was, dude, I just genuinely believe that this is the future of real estate. And that if we don't do it now, we're going to start losing people because they're going to be introduced to this opportunity and they're going to jump on it. So it's funny that you said that because, you know, most people, it was just kind of a speculation on my part that might happen. So I'm glad that kind of confirms my thinking and letting Remy and I know that we kind of made that right decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, when I was sitting back when David actually approached me about this, you know, sorry guys, that's gonna mute this. I went back and I had to sit back and first I had to really think about how am I going to be affected because I'm always, people are approaching me from different companies, different franchise, and I said no to them many, many times. I mean, from ERA to Rikers and so on and so forth. And it didn't make sense to me. It didn't make logical sense because, again, the broker was getting the benefit of it. When David and we went down there, we spoke to these other brokers too as well. I'm like, listen, everybody is getting the same platform. Everybody is getting the same opportunity. Now it's up to you how bad you want it and how bad you want to use this technology that's in the back end. So that way you could do more business and do more transactions. You know, when I first started, I still remember that I was looking around for this Boomtown. I was looking around for these other CRM to, you know, take my business to the next level because I know the top agents had that. In this company, even though I speak to a lot of agents, they don't have, you know, when I was independent, they didn't have a CRM. They didn't have this. Now, with this company, you have a complete CRM that you could utilize to build your team and build your organization and build whatever you want to build because you have the platform for a very, very low cost, and that could help you do more transaction. And that's one of the most important things that I looked at it too as well, and how we all have the same platform and we all could expand the business. So, you know, talking about that, Ishmael, how have you, like, I mean, when you looked at this opportunity and you start looking at the technology, what did you see? I mean, obviously we've seen something completely different. I want to hear your point of view too as well.
Well, as I said, I'm not new to business. I've been an entrepreneur for the last 13 years. I know the overhead costs that are involved in operating a business. You know, from that standpoint, when I saw the platform that EXP provides, the technology with KV Core, with the 30 live classes per week by the top 1% in the company, I was floored, right? I mean, I don't think there's any brokerage anywhere that can match that, that can afford to bring in 30 live coaches, not just coaches, but the top 1% performer on various topics, whether how to acquire listings or how to work with buyers or how to maximize your social media. You know, so I was floored by that. And then to have technologies like KV Core with Sync built in and so forth, which I know Rummy pays hundreds and thousands of dollars for that, to be able to use that at my fingertips for about $85 a month, you know, it's a no-brainer. Gone are the days when you had to get an office and this and that and pay electricity, utilities, all of that just to be able to operate, right? And then on top of that, to be able to have access to unlimited number of offices throughout the country, throughout the city and the state, I mean, it just made a whole lot of sense to me. And I believe as we go forward into the 21st century, more and more millennials are going to be looking for that in terms of as our clients, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they're going to be relating to more, whether they're agents or whether they are buyers and sellers. I think they'll be gravitating towards the technology aspect of it.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. We talk about that. Yesterday, somebody, another individual joined our company, and he's actually from New Jersey. And I'm like, what are you doing in New York? You know, he's like the transactions and so on and so forth. So he's coming on, he's onboarding right now. And, you know, he wants a company where he's not just confined into one little section and he could be anywhere in any place. So, and that's what really attracted to him that, hey, this is a new, he said, I want to be with a tech company. That's what he said, right? And I was like, wow, this is perfect. And those are the people who are attracted to this, right? And those are the people who are going to change in the next generation. Today, we had a training on the cloud. Some of the agents that we had never went to the cloud. And they're just amazed that how many different departments are there for them to be, for them to have the resources and the services available to them in any time, in any location. Right. And I was teaching them how to go in, how to walk through, how to, you know, take the classes, how to go to a private room, how to have a meeting. It's really, really live. And you're just sitting in front of a computer and doing what you need to do and moving forward with that. So thank you for sharing that.
I want to touch base a little bit real quickly. You mentioned the fact that, you know, we have an agent joining from Jersey. I've been with eXp for a few months now, and I'm blessed to have about four agents under me. From that standpoint, I'm already in a stronger position than many brokers are out there. And the reason I say that is because guess what? Those brokers have a rent to worry about. Those brokers have utilities and secretaries and office admins, all of that to worry about. And then they may have a few of their agents. I have four or five agents of my own. I have four agents. One of my agents already has a recruit of their own as well. So I have these people in my downline without any office or utilities or admins to worry about. And of course, we have amazing technology from eXp that provides the administrative tools and so forth. So, and two of my agents, one of those agents actually from Connecticut.
Yeah.
Right? How cool is that? In the current system, you had to get your broker's license. You had to get an office address before you could even recruit your first guy or gal, right? And then you had to go get a license in another state before you could recruit there. I've just recruited four people in two different states without having to worry about a broker's license, without having to worry about DOS requirements on a broker, and without having to worry about my rent and electricity for my office. So I'm actually in a stronger position right now than many other brokers out there.
And on top of that, I mean, you did something really amazing and you're setting up the meeting for them. You're being a mentor to them right now.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's amazing because think about that. Even if a new agent comes in or even a seasoned agent comes in, now what we have is a collaboration with, here, I got a collaboration. You know, I do that with David all the time. And then now you have it with your team, your organization, and somebody else is going to have the same thing. I see that collaboration where the mentorship is already there and built in with other companies. Guess what? You're jumping up and around. And there's another agent that's actually joining up, and he's like, nobody talks in the office. Everybody's all closed up. And I'm like, no problem. We're completely different over here. We're going to help you. We're going to help you grow. We are financially connected together. So that way I have an invested interest in you for you to be very, very successful. So,
yeah, you know, and the part of the reason I think that, you know, offices are quiet and closed off is because, you know, people don't want to talk about this business as being a competitive business. And I've always said, listen, let's just shine on it. When I worked at KW and I'm in an office with, you know, and the office that I was at had over 500 agents. It was the largest Keller Williams office in the world. There were 500 competitors right next to me. We're going after the same listings. We're going after the same buyers. You know, not everybody thought like that, but I'm a competitive person, right? You know, and with eXp, all of a sudden, I'm not that competitive person anymore because I feel, I haven't quite put my finger on it, but I feel a connection to this company. And I just genuinely don't think it's financial connection that I feel to this company. I think I finally found a company that everybody wins when a sale takes place. Yeah. It's not just the broker that wins financially in this at eXp. Everybody wins. I mean, when somebody in San Diego sells a house that I've never met them, I have no financial connection to them, I still am happy for them because I know that it's only helping eXp as a brokerage, and I feel a connection to eXp, and I want us to grow.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I mean, yes, eXp is great for agents, but at the same time, I think it is a great opportunity for brokers, right? I say this to many people that I talk to. Brokers are at a fork road, right? They're at a crossroad, and they've got a decision to make. Either they're going to learn this new system and new technology, they're going to investigate and do their research and see the opportunity and join the revolution and be part of it, or they're going to ignore it, they're going to look away, they're going to avoid it, but eventually they're going to see their agent count dwindle down, right? Well, so eXp is an amazing
already.
Yeah, absolutely. eXp is an amazing opportunity, not only for agents, but also for brokers. I think it's a win-win for everybody all around. And just to kind of go back on the topic, not only do I have an agent already under me in Connecticut, I'm already talking to people in Texas, in California, in Florida. In fact, I'm even talking to people in Canada, right? Friends and family that I know or social media contacts that I may be friends with for a while, I'm talking to them about this amazing opportunity. So I'm super excited that I'm able to recruit across the country and across the continent, hopefully in Europe soon, and add to my downline. And what Rami said, yeah, I'm committed to growing my downline. I've already created a group, and then we plan on meeting on a weekly basis and calls on a monthly basis and so forth. Not only so that they can have stellar sales, but also grow their downline as well.
Yeah. And having somebody there too as well, right? I mean, I think that's so critical because you need someone that's going to be there, your companion, like, okay, let's go. You know, I'll say this, and you know, I guess a lot of brokers could relate to, and I think David could relate before. I always felt like it was, even though I had enough agents, it was just me working, right? It was just me. It was just like, honey, I was telling my wife, it's just me. All of a sudden, now, I mean, what David said, it's a win-win for everyone. It's like everybody's flourishing. I mean, everybody's growing. Everybody, we're talking about transaction. How many more transactions are we going to do this year? How are we going to put more signs out there for listings on eXp's, you know, signs out there? How everybody should know what this company is about. Not just the agents, but every other client and buyer, whoever we meet. Because again, it's a great, great. Yesterday, I had a conversation with one of my best friend about stocks, and you know, we just started off with the stock, and I was like, "Hey, this is what it is." And he's floored about what this company has to offer and why we are different, and so on and so forth. So, which is like you just said before. Now, I feel like I always said we have partners in the company because you know we always want to say that, but now I actually really do have partners. Every one of us are holistically partners, right? And even though I was paying the expenses, now I feel like everybody's taking their shares and everybody's kind of moving forward with this in their own direction, their own way. And thank you to you, Ish. I mean, you're a prime example of that leader that's saying, hey, listen, guys, I'm here for you. You said it today. Rami's here for you. I'm here for you. eXp is here for you. Like, you got the support system for any agent who wants to do more production. Right? Who wants to get more deals done? This is the company for that. So, and even though I'm in the company, I have seen other companies too as well. And like David said, you know, I really appreciate this company. I'm at a point right now, I'm like, wow, I can't believe this is realistic. Right, David? I think at one point it was almost like, yeah, it's okay. But now I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe that this is really real. This is really real.
And every day it gets better.
Yeah.
And you're right. You know, I mean, it was one of those things where, you know, I researched it till I just couldn't research it anymore. Right. I kept trying to figure out why this was not a good idea, you know, and that's kind of how I've always approached things that are major decisions. Don't focus on why you should, focus on why you shouldn't. Yeah. And when you can't come up with reasons you shouldn't, then you probably should, right? And that's what I was doing when I was thinking about EXP. And one of the things that I did too is I said, okay, if I'm a brand new agent, should I or shouldn't I? If I'm an agent that is doing $2 million a year, should I or shouldn't I? Does it benefit me? $5 million, $10 million, $40 million, $100 million with a big team. And every single one of those, I could not come up with the reason why other companies were better. And that's when I called you and said, dude, I'm really seriously thinking about doing this. You need to tell me what I'm missing, because I think we're going to start losing as brokers. We're going to start losing these agents to this opportunity, because this is an unbelievable opportunity if somebody will look at it and really analyze it.
Right.
You know, and then once we got in, you know, I was excited, but I was also, you know, we're always a little skeptical, right? Yeah. You know, what am I going to find once I'm in that I don't like? Yes. And I'll be honest with you, I haven't found anything I don't like yet.
I went to the World today, and they have more departments than they had before. I'm like, wow, this just happened today. Like, where's this? Where's that? Like, and that's the beauty about it, because they're going to keep expanding this.
Yeah.
Right. They're going to keep expanding. Go ahead, Ish. I'm sorry.
Even before EXP, the opportunity of EXP came to us, and Rummy knows my thoughts. I was always on Rummy's back. I said, Rummy, you must always constantly provide us the latest and the best. Otherwise, we'll go somewhere else, right? And that's just business, right? Friendship in its place, but when business is involved, you must provide us the best commission split and the best tools and trainings. Otherwise, I'll have to go where my time is more benefited, somewhere else. And when I was talking to him, I'm a big believer in Rummy. He knows my feelings about him. You know, I'm not an average agent, I believe, closes about 4 or 5 deals in a year. I'm about to close my 12th one. I attribute a lot of that to Rummy and his energy and his focus. We have our Monday meetings. We have our morning huddles. I see the passion in him. I bring the similar passion, but obviously you need somebody to constantly keep igniting that fire under you. So I'm a big believer in Rummy, and I was recruiting for Rummy even before EXP came around. And the people I was recruiting, I always told them, I said, listen, I've got something great to offer. That's why I'm inviting you to come talk to us. And anytime you have something great to share, please do invite me as well. I'm not attached to Rummy. If there is something else better out there, I will come and talk to you. Why? Because every broker must be always on their A game with their commission split, with their tools and trainings. Otherwise, you know, agents will go somewhere else. The people that I'm talking to now, let's imagine an agent that's been in the business for 3 years, and I've been in the business for about a year, year and a half now, actively a year. I said, let's talk about this. And I've been with EXP only for about 3 months now. I said, let's talk about this. In 3 months, I've got 4 agents under me, and I already am an owner of EXP through stocks. I own EXP stocks already because I've closed 3-4 deals already with EXP. I say, you've been with a company, your broker, for 3 years. How much of the company do you own? What percentage of the company do you own? Obviously, the answer is zero. How many agents do you have under you? Often the answer is zero. How much of that are they producing or bringing you in residual income? The answer is zero. Let's talk about the most basic thing, commission split. Even there, EXP beats many, many other brokers out there, right? With the 80-20 commission split, EXP already beats other brokers out there. And I believe EXP goes even beyond 100% once you calculate the other residual income and then the company stock. So it's a no-brainer. Anybody who's willing to do the research, do the math, ask keep asking questions and keep attacking EXP from every angle, they will come up with no objections that remain unanswered.
Well, you know, and keep in mind too, you know, that 80-20 split, it caps at 16 grand. So I did, as you reminded me of a conversation I had with an agent the other day. They're like, well, David, but my split is better than 80-20. Why would I switch? And I'm like, okay, well, first of all, you don't always go to a company because of split, right? Let's just face that. But let's talk about what your split is. Well, my split is 90-10. And I'm like, okay, so it's 90-10. You're right. You do have a better split. Let's talk about how many deals you did last year. How many deals did we do? We did a calculator. And I said, you paid that company $32,000 last year.
Wow.
How was that a better split?
Yeah,
absolutely.
How was that better? How was that better? You literally paid twice as much in fees than you would have if you would have done the exact same number of deals with EXP. And oh, by the way, you're going to be getting stock. You're going to be getting the technology that you are not getting. He was paying $1,000 a month for, I think it was Commissions Inc. I think he had. And I'm like, okay, there's $12,000 a year right there that you don't need to pay anymore.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, so sometimes it's not always about the split. It's about the value that you're getting, how much you're giving, but also how much you're getting.
Yeah. It's almost as though you're charging 6% and somebody's charging 4%. The other day, when a seller said, hey, 3.5, I said, sir, I like you. You're a great guy. I'm not doing 3.5%. I provide so much value, so much services experience and the education that I'm at 6%. So, you know, you could go with the 3.5% and that's what's going to happen, right? So, again, it's really about the value, what Ish said. And Ish just went through this too as well with another agent. And basically the broker are kind of like, no, you know, EXP, XYZ, because the agent is leaving, right? And then David and I had a conversation and we said, hey, listen, they're warning their agents, you know, telling bad things about EXP because they're afraid. They are afraid. And that's basically it. So, and David, talk about that because you were explaining to me in more details about that yesterday. And it kind of touched me in a way of like, wow. I mean, again, I'm not saying that's wrong for the broker, but it is kind of wrong because you always got to have the best interest in anything.
Listen, if I'm a broker at XYZ company, right, and have no affiliation with EXP, and one of my agents comes to me and said they're going to go to EXP, or they're going to go to RE/MAX, or they're going to go to Keller Williams, or they're going to go to Berkshire, whatever they're going to do, I'm going to fight to try to keep that person. Right. And to be honest with you, I was telling somebody the other day, I said, if you walk into that broker's office or you call them or do it however you do it and say, hey, I'm leaving, and they say, okay, thanks, it should offend you.
Right.
That they're not fighting to keep you, right? You're like, you're almost leaving. You're like, wow, that's it? All I got was a, okay, here's the form, sign it. You almost want them to fight for you and tell you why you're making a mistake and tell you why they should stay with you and tell you why you're, you know, and now what they shouldn't do is make stuff up.
Yeah.
Right. They shouldn't make stuff up and they shouldn't plant fear into somebody on stuff that's not factual. And that, I think we're having some of that, but that's okay. I believe that the broker should try to fight for that person. I know I would. If I wanted that person to stay.
Yep.
Right. So, you know, that doesn't bother me as much as it does others, because I think the broker should fight for that agent to keep them.
That's the other thing about EXP, as far as brokers are concerned. Right now, the broker, after having recruited somebody into the brokerage, they constantly have to train that recruiter or that agent so that they actually go out and produce something. Yeah. What good an agent, or what good is hiring or recruiting an agent if they're not closing any deals? So the broker has to constantly train them and role playing and scripting and whatnot. EXP takes away a lot of that by providing 30 live classes. However, EXP also takes away the agent's reasoning for leaving the broker, right? Why would an agent leave a broker? Well, perhaps to go open their own office, right? So that they can become an owner. Well, EXP makes you the owner.
Yep.
Right? If a broker joins eXp and then brings their agents over, their agents are very, very unlikely to ever leave because those agents are also incentivized and are owners of the company, right? They're also getting residual income from down seven generations down. So they're very, very unlikely to leave a company where they're getting complete training and they are getting two additional revenue streams. I'm a business owner, like I said, and I've got multiple revenue streams in my life already. So I'm a big believer in residual income. And that's why eXp again makes a whole lot of sense to me.
Good. Yeah. Good stuff, guys. This is a powerful conversation that we are having. Yeah. A lot of good information.
I'm glad I didn't miss it, even though I'm getting ready to go work out. I'm literally sitting in the gym parking lot. I'm getting ready to work out, guys. Yeah,
no, this is really good, and I think that we should you know, everybody should listen to this. There's a lot of data in here that if you haven't missed, replay this again. But Ishmael, before we get out of here, how does somebody contact you? We'll have the information below too as well on all the links and podcast, as well as YouTube, as well as, you know, Facebook. But how does somebody want to contact you and find more information and pick your brain, why you left, why you joined eXp too as well?
Listen, my goal for the next year is to have 50 producing agents under me. That's one agent per week that I will attract in the next year. And then my goal is to motivate each one of those agents to recruit one agent per week as well. So I'm a beast as far as sales is concerned, and I'm going to build a team for eXp under myself. I'm going to be there to provide downline support for my team. Best place to reach, 914-215-1540. My email, ishyourrealtor@gmail.com. That's ishyourrealtor@gmail.com. You know, let's change real estate together. Let's make some money.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you for that, guys. This is a great one.
Appreciate it, guys. All right, take care, guys.
Advise that the topics and contents discussed in this podcast are opinions intended as general information based on personal accounts and experiences by the host Rami Denoa and his guests. We recommend that listeners seek professional advice or research before making a business decision. This podcast is produced separately and independently from eXp Realty and is not sponsored or funded by eXp Realty.